Rav Nebetzal develops more things regarding our hachana for Shavuos that we should be working on during Sfiras Omer. We're anticipating Shavuos coming, we're getting ready. So number one, we should strengthen in our hearts the feeling, the Kedushas HaTorah. The Torah is the holiest thing that we have. Every word of the Torah is from Hashem Himself. There's that one extra letter in the Torah Shebichsav. Even the Tagin, the crowns on the words, are from Hashem. Rabbi Kiva with Darshan Halachas from them. We should know a Torah Shebaal Peh. Every letter also has significance. Every letter of Torah Shebaal Peh is important. He quotes the Yerushalmi. The Pasuk says in Devarim, Lo Devareku Mikem. The Torah is not empty. What does it mean that it's not empty Mikem? So the Yerushalmi says that if you think it's empty, it's Mikem. It's because of you that it's empty. If you worked harder, because you're Ein Atem Yegein B'Torah, you don't work hard enough in your learning. Yerushalmi Peah, the beginning of Peah. If it seems like there's something in the Torah that's rake, that seems to be lacking meaning and significance, Chas V'Shalom, that's because you're the one who's rake. You haven't worked hard enough. Rabbi Kiva, who worked hard, he found significance in every crown of the Torah. So we have to appreciate the Chashivas HaTorah, the Kedushas HaTorah. Every letter is important. Next, Rabbi Nebenzal continues that when it comes to Torah, we have to recognize Lishof LeTorah Begadlus. We should have very high goals. Don't be Mistapek B'Muat. This is one of his favorite themes. We know that there's an idea of mistapek b'muat. Okay, I'll get by with less. That's true by Gashmias, but not by Ruchnias. In Ruchnias, he quotes the pasuk. He quotes this all the time. Harchev picha va'amalehu. Open your mouth and I will fill it up. Till in Perika Peyalf. You have to ask for a lot and not be mistapek b'muat by Ruchnias. You can ask for a lot from Hashem, and with Saita Deshma you'll achieve it. For example, Chana was barren, didn't have any children. So she davens for a child. She'd be happy with a child. She's not satisfied with that. What does she ask for? So it says in Shmuel Aleph, Zera Anoshim. She wants a descendant who's like two people. Not just a regular baby. Someone who's equal to two people. Two people? Two tzaddikim, obviously. Which two tzaddikim? Moshe and Aaron. That's what she asks for. She didn't ask for someone who's equal to Yoshua and Kalev, but Moshe and Aaron. Ask for a lot. And with Hashem's help, you'll achieve it. What do we see from here? That with Ruchnias, you should ask for a lot. Harchev picha v'amalei. Chazal tell us, a person should say to himself, Matai yagiyo maisai l'maisai avosai. When will my actions be similar to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov's? How can you ask for something like that? Did I get to the Amorayim already, Rav Nebenzal says? To the Gra? To the Chofetz Chaim? I didn't get to any of that. So maybe I should just say, when will I achieve the level of the Chofetz Chaim? And then, when I get there, Rav Nebenzal adds, if I get there, then go to the Gra, and then go on. Nope. Chazal say, Yesh lishof legadlus. Strive for greatness. And if you strive for the ultimate greatness, then maybe you'll reach a very high level of, let's say, like the Chofetz Chaim, which would be hard to reach as well. A person has to strive for greatness. And don't be mistapek b'muat. And the way to strive for greatness is to ask. Harchev picha v'amaleu. Ask for a lot. Ask Hashem for help in Ruchnias growth. Oh. Rav Nebenzal says that an example of this striving for Shleimus is Pesach Sheni. the Torah describes, there were men who were tamei, and they said to Moshe, "Lama nigara? Why should we have anything less than the rest of Am Yisrael?" Now, Chazal have different views. People were. Some say they were the Nosei Aron Shel Yosef. They carried the Aron of Yosef. That's why they were tamei. Some say it was Mishal Ve'al Tzafan, who became tamei when they removed the bodies of Nadav and Avihu, Mechutz Lamachaneh. And some say they were just regular Jews who had become tamei with a Mesa Mitzvah. Either way, they weren't Stam tamei. This is the key line. They became tamei because they were Misasik in a Mitzvah. So why does the phrase Lama Nigans, instead of the Korban Pesach, they had other mitzvos? Moshe, why is it fair? Why are we being left out? We're not getting the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. What do you mean left out? You did other mitzvahs instead. The answer is yes. Amnam mitzvahs acherus yeshlem. But so this mitzvah they don't have. So even though they had other mitzvos, they were sad. Hitztaru al this mitzvah they didn't have. By Ruchnius, don't be satisfied with mediocrity. Try to get more. Well, and then here is the really scary maysa that Rav Nevinsahl likes to quote. It's in the Zohar, he quotes it from. And this maysa reminds us of what I mentioned in the introductory class this year about Rav Nevinsahl and the blind person. Here's the story. Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yehuda were visiting in a certain home, and the wife of the Chacham said to her son was obviously a chashev, a young man, she said, "Go to these two Tanoim, two Chachamim, and get a bracha from them." So the young boy goes to get a bracha, v'nirta le'achorav, he pulls back, he says, "Mommy, listen to this, eini rotza liskarev aleihem, Maria Chani Aleim, I can smell that they haven't said Shema today." Whew! Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yehuda said, "Emes, we didn't say Shema. Why? Because we're being osek in various mitzvos and hosek mitzvah patamin a mitzvah." What a maimer chazal. So Rav Nevinsahl says, what do you see? That even though osek mitzvah patamin a mitzvah, but becholzot, the other mitzvah, they were missing something. They were missing something. They hadn't done that other mitzvah yet. So that's the pshat of Lama Nigara. That even though they had a good excuse, the people who were tamei by Pesach Sheni, and even though they weren't really lacking, they had traded one mitzvah for others, but this mitzvah they were lacking. And they wanted that mitzvah. Oh. So we should all be mischazek, Rav Nevinsahl concludes, and we should all anticipate a deep Kabbalah's HaTorah and strive for high levels in our learning and in our Ruchnius. And that's a major part of our preparation for Matan Torah. Lama Nigara. In Ruchnius, don't be satisfied. Ask for more and strive for more. Essay here of Rav Nevinsahl, really, he repeats the themes in other places as well. I found that a lot of ideas which he says in other places, he says over in a very succinct way here in the Shavuos book. The Shavuos Sefer is absolutely fabulous. You should get it and learn it. Okay, we'll stop.